Postmates partners with Michelle Obama for voting registration campaign. By Lucas Nolan on September 23, 2020. Food delivery service Postmates has partnered with former First Lady Michelle Obama on a campaign called When We All Vote to encourage U.S. citizens to register to vote. The company is even offering a free delivery code to entice customers to be civic-minded. Recently, the food delivery service Postmates announced a partnership with former First Lady Michelle Obama's on a voter registration campaign called When We All Vote. Postmates users were alerted of the partnership via promotional email offering free delivery on two separate orders as part of the partnership. The email states, "We've partnered with Michelle Obama's When We All Vote campaign to help you do the patriotic thing. Order hot dogs, burgers, and fries, then register to vote while your food is on the way. With today's offer, free delivery when you use code MIDELIVERY. It's easy to reward yourself for being so civic-minded." The email includes a link to a Postmates promotional sign-up page on the When We All Vote website. The page states, "Postmates is excited to partner with When We All Vote this National Voter Registration Day. Whether you're between classes, walking your dog, or on the couch, we've made it easy." Silicon Valley tech companies have been making major pushes for voter registration. In June, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced his company's plans to encourage people to register to vote. Breitbart News reported at the time. Zuckerberg specifically noted that Facebook will encourage users to register to vote. The company has set a goal of 4 million new voters registered for the 2020 election. Various election-focused resources will be available to users at the top of the Facebook news feed until voting occurs in November. "To achieve this, we're creating a new voting information center with authoritative information, including how and when to vote, as well as details about voter registration, voting by mail, and information about early voting. We'll also include posts from state election officials and verified local election authorities. We'll show this center at the top of the Facebook news feed and on Instagram to make sure everyone gets a chance to see it." Zuckerberg wrote that Facebook will begin to hold politicians accountable for certain content that they share on the platform. Zuckerberg suggested that he is sympathetic to requests to censor politicians that violate community guidelines. "Everyone wants to see politicians held accountable for what they say. And I know many people want us to moderate and remove more of their content. We have rules against speech that will cause imminent physical harm or suppress voting, and no one is exempt from them. But accountability only works if we can see what those seeking our votes are saying, even if we viscerally dislike what they say." Read more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.